This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Before we get to the preach this morning, we do have some exciting news that I wanted to communicate to you guys. On our fifth birthday, which was in May this year, we asked all of you to contribute towards a vision of planting churches and a vision of developing leaders to plant those churches. And to that end, you guys responded and we gave together around $33,000 towards that vision of church planting and of raising up leaders. And so I want to say a massive thank you to those of you who partnered in that. That is a huge, huge affirmation from you guys to say, yes, we're behind this vision. We believe in it. We're excited about it. And so today, this morning, I get to announce to you what is going to be happening with that money that you guys have given and what our next step is towards that vision of planting churches. And so this morning, I'm pleased to announce that starting next Sunday, the 1st of September, we will be launching our very first Church Planters Residency Program. And so that program has been developed and worked on by James Dawson for the best part of the last 9 months. It's a 22-module, individually tailored and intense program to develop church planters and equip them and empower them and send them out to do what we have done here in another place. And so this morning we get to be introduced to not one, but two residents who we will be sending out to plant churches. So can you guys give it up for these two gentlemen here as they join me on stage? So this is exciting. This is something that we have been working on since even before we launched this church. Part of the vision of Anchor Church was to be a church planting church, that we wouldn't just plant one church and that would terminate here on us, but that we would invest in the next generation of leaders and send more and more people out to plant more and more churches because our city desperately needs it. And so this idea of being a church planting church has been something that has been the part of the DNA of our church from the very beginning. In fact, we've been putting aside 9% of our budget every year since year one towards this vision. And so we're really excited that today we get to take a very significant step towards that vision becoming a reality. And so we hope prayerfully in the next couple of years to send these two guys along with teams of people out to plant churches. So let's chat to these guys. How did we get here? How did we arrive to this point where you and Kath and James, you and Katie are stepping into this residency to prepare for planting? Tell me a little bit about that journey, that sense of call to plant, and how we got here today.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Arnaldo here. And yeah, I mean, the journey has been long for me. So I've been in Australia for 13 years, and it's something that I felt a call on my life very, very long ago, over 10 years ago. And I sort of just put it away for several reasons. I didn't think I had the right temperament, or you know, didn't have the right giftings, and this process has taken us by surprise in a lot of ways, Catherine and I, because I could tell you a year ago it was still sort of tucked away as a dream, but not really thinking it was gonna come to fruition in any way. But I felt maybe around last November, the Lord beginning to really stir something in my heart. We were getting ready to plant PKCC, Catherine and I, and so that was a huge catalyst for us in terms of thinking creatively about our future and what that could be. But underneath all that, so I mean that happened, and then I started having several conversations with people, and the Lord was really gracious to us and really affirming of what we were feeling. And so, and then we set out. We had tons of conversations. I mean, I've had hours and hours and hours of conversation and prayer with people about this, and a lot of tough questions. More will come, I'm sure, through the 22 modules. But yeah, so up to that point, and then it just so happened that we planned as a staff team to organize our fifth birthday around this, and I felt that was another sort of confirmatory piece in the puzzle for me. And so I started looking for reasons why it shouldn't happen, And speaking to people saying, hey, can you please speak into my life? People who I trusted, people who've gone before me, give me all the reasons why I shouldn't do this. And I feel the Lord kept on saying, no, I've prepared you for this, for this time. And so a part of my heart ever since I started in any kind of sort of church ministry has been Colossians, where Paul says this at the end of it, where he says, him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. And I feel that stepping into this residency program and God willing launching, that's where I feel God is calling my family, Catherine, myself, and our three kids to operate out of. And so that's been the journey. There's been a lot more. There's been a lot of ups and downs, even getting to this point for me. But that's a bit of a snapshot of where God has taken my family. Can I just say one thing also? My wife has been, Catherine has been, for me, kind of like the nail in the coffin. Catherine is not really she's not a huge risk taker, as it were. And church planning is risky. This program is going to be risky. Stepping out of a family that we deeply love, that we've been here since the beginning, is deeply risky for us financially, emotionally. It's risky for us, and it wasn't until she said, "We're gonna do this. Like I see this in you. We're gonna do this." Where I thought, "Okay, all bets are off." Told the devil to be quiet, and then we were moving forward with this, and so that was huge for me. Yeah, James.
Yeah. Hey everybody, if we haven't met, I'm James. I guess for me, yeah, I first kind of had the vision or dream about planting a church when I was 18, to just come back to the Lord after 3 years in the wilderness, and coming off a 10-day beach mission, feeling pumped up about seeing people come to faith and actually realizing that not just people in ministry, but everyone has a call. To make Jesus known and to actually make a difference with our faith. And I was just the 18-year-old, irrational, emotional, hyped up, arrogant punk who was like, what if we did this? And there was just a little fire that caught then. And for the past kind of 10 years, that's been something that I've just held on to. Not with a closed hand at all, just being open to where I was at in life and things that were going on and where God was taking me. I mean, at the time I wasn't at Bible college, I wasn't studying theology or in ministry, or even, I'd only been back in the church for a year, so it wasn't something that I was trying to plot and get my way to. Just something that remained in the back of my mind and in my heart, just the desire to see, really just to see people come to know Jesus, because when that happens, people's lives change. And that's what he did for me, and that's what I believe he can do for anyone. And so over the last 10 years, a lot has happened. God has moved a lot of pieces and slowly made things clearer and clearer. There's still a lot that isn't clear. But I guess in 2017, when Katie and I decided to come to Anchor, that was an intentional move for us, because we saw a church here that had been planted, that had a vision to plant churches, and that had a big vision that was actually big enough for God to be in it, and wanted to see just what we could do if we stepped out in faith. And we were drawn to that. So we came over to do the internship. It's been a couple of years since then. And so I feel for us, it's really about just taking the next step in what we believe, yeah, God is calling us to, with obedience, feeling totally overwhelmed and young and just, it's ridiculous. But believing that God wants to build his church and he wants to use ordinary people like us and like all of us here. And we want to take that step and, yeah, get trained.
Well, we want to say that we have seen both of you guys exercise your leadership, and as a team, we believe in both of you and love seeing you guys lead in your various spheres and spaces, and really excited about this next step of residency. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to get out of the next season as you head into an intensive residency training program.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep this one a bit shorter, but just I think filling in my own gaps and growing, really. I think some of the things I've learned from working on with such a sort of just supernaturally talented staff team are that we need each other, and I need other people desperately. And but I also need to grow in areas where I find gaps. And so one of the things I'm most looking forward to is learning how to use a spreadsheet. Because I know that's important, right, Benny? And no, but really, like just there are things in my leadership that I want to grow in my godliness that I want to grow in. And so just I envision this time to be a time of growth, of challenge, a lot of challenge. So we'll both need lots of encouragement from you guys to keep going. But really filling in the gaps of where I feel in order to go to where God is calling us to, equipping towards that end.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's really the same. The residency is about getting prepared to church plant, and we need to get prepared. Myself and Aldo, Katie, Kath, our families, and yeah, I'm just aware that there's a lot that I don't know, and there's a lot that I haven't experienced. And I'm here to learn, and I want to learn from Matt. I want to learn from Matt and Tash, and Brad and Catherine, and the whole team, and you know, external people as well. I want to just soak up everything that there is. I'm looking forward. I guess you know, it's not just about pragmatics. It's not just about, you know, how do you set up for a church service, or you know, what are the finances that you need, or what kind of strategy or model do you need? But it's also about getting your character ready and being grounded and firm, so that if you take that next step and you come into these challenges and the things that will come, you're going to be able to stand and actually be healthy and be consistent and endure. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm one of the younger guys on staff, and I feel like I'm just really like putting myself down, but I am really just looking forward to learning from spending intentional time with Matt and all of the guys and women as well. Yeah, just to hopefully become better at what I do and better at following the Lord.
So we want to be praying for you guys, and Anchor, this is the part that you play. Even though most of the training is going to be happening in our office or in the stuff that these guys will be doing, you have a part to play in this by supporting them through prayer. And really, that's the best way that we can equip and send these guys, is to be praying for them, that the God would be forming them and shaping them and equipping them and going ahead of them as they prepare to plant. So how can we be praying for you as you step into this residency?
Yeah, I think just in terms of personal, just personal stuff, I think wanting to really remember and continue to keep in front of me that my first church is Catherine, Anthony, Jonathan, and Evangeline. That's my church. That's my primary place where I want to operate out of. And so seeing that not as separate to what this is happening, but including that this is something we're doing together as a family. God forbid I would set them aside for something else. And so so prayer for that, and just prayer for perseverance. I think that the devil is angry. He's prowling around like a lion, Peter says, seeking those whom he can devour, and so we take that seriously. We don't believe that that's a fairy tale, and so real prayer for protection as we go out, because as we both seek to really what we want to do is set up sort of outposts of the kingdom in different places where we're gonna try to cultivate a community that lives not according to the kingdom of the world, but according to the kingdom of God. And that's going to bring interference. It's going to bring opposition. And so taking that seriously about that. And so you can pray for just personally that I would love my primary church, I want to say, and that we would be protected as well.
Yeah, just to echo everything that Arnaldo said. And I think for Katie and I, just pray that we continue to grow holistically in every area of our lives. We both just want to get deeper and deeper in our relationship with the Lord, knowing our identity in Him in increasing measure, because ultimately that's what it's about. It's not about what you can do in ministry. Can you communicate well? Are you an engaging preacher? Anything like that. It's really about, do you know the Lord? Do you trust Him? Are you grounded in Him enough that He's going to be your rock through every situation? And so just pray that we'd just be growing deeper in Him for protection, like Anato said. And also if you guys just keep my mental health in your prayers as well, because that's still, it's just an ongoing thing for me. And just living in faith.
Amazing. Well, we'll pray for these guys in a second, but a couple of details, because I'm aware that there's probably a number of questions that might arise from today. And the first is that what's next? Well, these guys will start their residency the week of the 1st of September. So following from that week, they will each have one extra day per week on top of their current job description where they will step into this residency. And so the stuff that we've prepared for their training will be added on top of their current job portfolios. In order to create a little bit of room for that to happen for Arnaldo, Arnaldo will be actually passing on his Equip portfolio to James. And so James will be stepping up from a ministry director here at Anchor to a senior leadership level and taking over the Equip portfolio and leading in that space. So that's a significant step up for James, but it also gives Arnaldo a bit of time to fit the residency into his week. That also means that James will be passing on his previous portfolio, the Connect portfolio, to Keith Hackwell. And Keith has been doing our internship this year and, in fact, running Connect while James and Katie were overseas. So there's a bit of a chain effect there of passing on of portfolios that will happen. So that's going to be happening. The residency does not automatically mean that these guys will be planting a church. We need to say that. Over the period of the time that we are training and developing these guys, it may become clear to us or them that church planting is not the best thing to do. And so we're open to that, but we're really stepping out in faith, believing that both of these guys are ready for this next step of church planting. But it's not a foregone conclusion by any stretch of the measure. The timeline, as with everything, all of that is in God's hands. But our plans at this stage are that we will be sending the Santiagos around 12 months from now, and then the Wongs in another period of time after that. But that's the initial timeline that we have, trusting that that timing is in accordance with God's timing, and we all know how God's timing sometimes works out. But that's the plan. In the next 12 months, we'll send out the Santiagos. We have no locations decided as yet. So please don't begin to speculate that we're planning here or we're planning there. There are no locations decided. We're open at this stage to prayerfully discerning where God wants us to plant the next church and the next church after that and the next a million churches after that we're going to plant. But we have not decided on any locations yet. There may be other questions that you might have, and I'm happy to answer any of those questions, but we need to be supporting these guys. So you can do that first and foremost by praying. So please, please pray for these guys. I can't stress how significant that is. Your partnership in their development is to be praying for them as much as you can. The second thing is that if you miss the opportunity to give on our fifth birthday towards this vision of training leaders and sending leaders to plant churches, then I want to invite you to that. Or perhaps when we announce that really vague next step, you're like, well, who is it? Who's going to do this residency? Well, ta-da, they are before you right now. And maybe you think, well, if I had known it was these guys, then I may have given a little bit more money towards that. It was too vague to begin with, but now that it's concrete, I'm in. And so if you would like to give towards that, the best thing that you can do is open the PushPay app and select the drop-down box, fifth birthday, and make a donation towards the residency program. Or you can give online and just put fifth birthday in the description and support these guys in what they're doing to plant churches in the future. So please pray, please give if you are so led towards that. But we're going to pray now for these guys, and I want to invite you to participate in that. So I'm going to invite James and Arnaldo to come stand at the front here, and we're going to pray for them. And if you feel comfortable, I want to invite you to stretch your hands out towards these guys as we support them in prayer. And James, Arnaldo, if you want to just open your hands up, palms up to the air as a posture of receiving from our church, we want to commit these guys to the Lord as they step into this program. So Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you're a God who from the very beginning has been a God who has been about gathering for himself a people who would worship and glorify your name. And we thank you that we get to play a part in that. And Father, as you prayerfully called the disciples and poured into them and invested in them and then filled them with your Spirit and sent them out, we pray that you would do the same for our brothers, Arnaldo and Kath and the family and James and Katie. God, we want to pray that this season of preparation to church planting, that you would equip them. In particular for Arnaldo, God, we pray that you would help him to love and to lead and to serve his family first. Help him to order his priorities well. Father, we pray for your protection against the enemy, his works and effects. We know that the enemy does not want this church plant to go ahead. And so we pray for protection on his soul, on his family, on his ego, on his walk with Jesus. Father, we ask that you would protect him. Father, we pray that you'd be preparing this family for everything that lies ahead to step out. And we ask, God, that you would, whatever needs to be worked into them, Father, that you would do that work powerfully. Father, we pray for James and Katie. We thank you for them. God, we pray that you'd help them to grow. I thank you for their desire to be mentored and to be shaped and grown. And so, Father, I pray that you would answer that prayer. Please grow them, prepare them in whatever way that you need to do to prepare them for church planting. And Father God, we pray that in particular that you would have your hand over James's mental health. God, we know that this is not an obstacle to you using him. And we see that you use us despite our brokenness, despite our pain, despite our proclivities. And Father, we pray that, I pray against the enemy who would love to sow seeds of doubt in James that he is incapable of being used by you because he wrestles with anxiety. So I pray against that. Father, I pray that you'd be preparing James and Katie for whatever happens ahead. God, we want to commit this vision to you. And we pray that you would please use our church to lift up the name of Jesus across this city, to plant churches, to see those who are far from you come near, to see disciples made, to see gospel communities scattered as communities of light across this city. And God, we know that we have plans, but it's you who determine steps. And so, Father, go ahead of us, fill these guys with your Spirit, strengthen them, grow them, prepare them. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen, amen. Let's give it up for these guys. Thank you, Anchor.